This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
High noon, Jones and Keefe. Let the tampering begin.
You can now officially talk to teams. They haven't been doing that before. Now's the time. What was that? The whispering begins. That's buzz. Sounds like there's going to be buzz as well.
Oh, that's what that was.
That's buzz.
Nice.
Yeah, that's all the free agency buzz.
Personally, I like how...
We probably should have a free agency desk. I didn't realize that. And we just got rid of the NHL trade deadline desk.
Signings.
I know.
That is a lot of signings.
Well.
It's a busy day.
Okay.
It's a busy day.
People want to know who's going where.
I personally like how this legal tampering start to free agency in the NFL. And it's hour three, Jones and Keefe. High noon here on WEEI. You guys can weigh in with all your thoughts. 617-779-7937. I personally like that this has an old school feel to it, Keith.
It does.
No Twitter, no social media. So we have news stations on in here, NFL right. Network, ESPN.
Waiting for the paper down by the mailbox.
Literally, yeah. Nick comes in, and it's basically the paper, Keith. He's like,
the paper.
ESPN has a free agency trade tracker.
Watch
I'm like,
it.
Great. Let me go to ESPN.com and log into their stupid trade tracker.
Nick or Billy, have you ever seen Jones this rattled? I've never seen him this upset about anything.
It's so annoying.
The whole break.
So annoying.
Twitter's down. Can you believe Twitter's down?
Free agency started.
Yeah, we'll get there.
It's so annoying.
Look how mad he is. He's never been this mad.
He has to watch a TV.
Yeah.
Go to an article.
I don't want to do that.
I'm not clicking on that.
I don't want to do that.
How old is that?
I have to get
ESPN Plus for this?
Yeah. No, I'm not doing that. That's where I draw the line.
Yeah. Do we still have a fax machine in this stupid building?
Bundle.
Is there a fax machine down the hall? We can get all the faxes on the updates?
There might be. Okay. There might be a fax machine.
Here's what I know. With or without any news to this point in time, you are allowed to legally tamper.
Go ahead.
Patriots to this point in time have signed Harold Landry.
Hell yeah.
They re-signed Austin Hooper.
He's back.
They traded away Devon Godchow for a first-round pick.
Right.
Most of the best free agents, not all.
What else have they done?
Most of the best free agents have been snapped up, Keith. We can go through the list again if you want to.
When is
the
it appropriate?
The top names that are gone.
Yeah, but before you do that, when is it appropriate, what time, to tweet out the meme of the guy with the stick poking it and do something? Like, hey, Patriots, do something.
If Bill were still here, Bill and Linda on the train snoozing.
Oh, yeah.
That one? That's a good one.
Yeah. Well, you see the meme that was going around the picture that was going around this weekend.
Ooh, I don't know.
Mike Vrabel playing cards or whatever, or blackjack, whatever he's playing.
Was that new? I had an inkling that was probably an old image that was making the rounds,
old.
But I didn't see that confirmed.
That's
nor
the
denied.
New Bill drinking orange juice picture. This is Vrabel playing cards.
Just
all right.
Vrabel loosened his shirt at the blackjack table.
I was like, oh no.
Basically. But so far, the Patriots have not done anything.
No, they haven't.
Hardly. I mean, Landry, I should give him credit for Landry. I like that signing, but it's not going to move the needle. Nothing significant that's going to move the needle.
Yeah, no, Landry, I'm not going to clown on. Like, I'm happy they brought him in. You got to figure out who else is there. But it's the guys that are coming off the board, right? So Ronnie Stanley was a part of both of our big offseason plans.
Uh-huh.
Devontae Adams was certainly part of mine. I think he was part of yours as well.
My official,
or like you had a,
my official
no,
plan.
No, DK. So
I went
anyway,
Metcalf. Yeah.
So Adams and Metcalf. So two receivers that we both liked are off the boards. People are talking about T. Higgins. Now that it looked like maybe there was a chance. Now he's franchised there. So players are off the board, even though they technically weren't even supposed to talk to other teams or anything yet. So yeah, it's not looking great, but it didn't look great early for the Red Sox. And I think the parallels have been all too similar, where over the last few years, both teams have been quote unquote close to signing a free agent and oh, just missing out. Oh, so close. And the Red Sox got off to a bad start this year. Aroldis Chapman, we're like, really? Aroldis Chapman's the first guy you're going to sign?
Mm-hmm.
And then it got better from there. And so right now, the Patriots, it's a very slow start, and some key names have come off the board. But there are a couple of moves that they could make that would make everybody feel better. Not everybody. You can't convince everybody of anything. But Chris Godwin, you get Chris Godwin, you get Milton Williams. All right. Things are heading in the right direction. One of those guys in the secondary that's rumored, like, okay, you're moving in the right direction.
Those are two top 10 free agents. The way Chad Graff?
Kraft.
Chad Graff put it earlier today on Twitter, back in the olden days, the before times when it was working, is he'd set the line at 1.5 for 20-plus million AAV signings for the Patriots.
So it better be over.
Milt the Stilt.
Yep.
And Chris Godwin would put them over that threshold.
I would take that.
Me too.
I would take that.
Especially
that's a
now,
good place
based
to go.
On the way we're starting, I'd take one maybe.
Now, you still have a big-time issue on the offensive line, and then that sort of gets into, you know, the draft, which is 45 days, 7 hours, 54 minutes, and 37 seconds from right now.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter doesn't work, Jones, but our countdown clock does.
No, that so thing's working, that. Working like a charm.
But so, then, then you sort of pivot to that, I suppose, as to what you're going to need up front. But, I mean, Godwin would go a long way in making me feel a little bit better. But conversely, if you don't get Godwin, then you dig yourself even a deeper hole.
All right, two items. Three items, actually, because let me tell you, this stupid ESPN free agency tracker actually works pretty well. Hassan Reddick has agreed on a one-year $14 million deal, $12 million guaranteed with the Bucks. First move so far, illegal tampering.
Bucks.
Adam Schefter on the ESPN free agency tracker.
See, we got it, Jones. What are you talking about? We got it.
There's a signing. Hassan Reddick, 1 year.
That was a guy that was not happy with his situation last couple of years.
No. And Hassan Reddick, you might say, well, that guy's a nobody in free agency. On the PFT free agent list, he was 22.
No, it's not the strongest list.
And we already told you, out of the top 10 on Florio's free agent list, on the top 10, five are gone, plus one is Sam Darnold, who you weren't going to sign.
Yeah.
So the four left in the top 10 are Josh Sweat. Good old one-leg Josh Sweat.
Greg Rosenthal has a top 10 list.
Chris Godwin, DJ Reed, Javon Holland, yes?
He has two wide receivers in his top 10. So Chris Godwin, and then the next one is Amari Cooper.
Ugh.
So, yeah. Similar to, like, Sam Darnold is the best free agent quarterback available. Amari Cooper is sort of the consolation prize. So right now, and I know there was, you know, different names. Some have been franchised. Davante Adams quickly signed with the Rams. But similar to Ronnie Stanley being the one clear-cut starting left tackle that was available in free agency, it's feeling more and more like who's left. It's Godwin. It's Godwin or bust. Unless it's a trade, now that could happen. But if we're just talking free agency, it's Godwin.
Do you think Reddick impacts Godwin in any way? $12 million the Bucks are spending?
Probably not. Teams can find money, can't they?
Yes.
You know, like, look at what happened in Cleveland.
But they're the first team to make a move in legal tampering, according to Schefter.
And it's not Godwin?
Yeah. I mean, does that tell you anything? Maybe not.
Although, no, because I feel like, don't you feel like the Cowboys are just getting things in order for them to then sign Micah Parsons?
Probably.
That's what I think. So, no, I don't think it says one thing or another.
A couple other moves that happened earlier today. Khalil Mack signed for $18 million with the Chargers. Here's another one the Bucks made. Ben Brendetson, the guard with the Bucks, signed a three-year deal. Jonathan Allen is going to visit with the Vikings. That's kind of the latest buzz when it comes to NFL free agency. On Chris Godwin, Phil Perry went to NBCSportsBoston.com to write something, since he can't just blast this out in a tweet.
Jones versus Twitter right now.
He says, is it Chris Godwin or bust for the Patriots?
Yes.
If they want to surround Drake May with more talent in their offensive huddle, and if they want to infuse some professionalism into the receiver room, and if they want to show their fan base they're serious about putting a better product on the field in 2025, Godwin needs to be their priority. Legal tampering has begun. He's the clear and obvious target for them to pursue. This is interesting. Other high-end pass catchers came off the board well before the legal tampering period.
Yeah, how'd that happen?
Davante Adams got his wish to head to the West Coast and landed with the Rams on a 2-year contract. DK Metcalf got a massive new deal from the Steelers.
Right.
He was acquired in a trade that sent a second-round pick to Seattle. Though Metcalf possesses a skill set that qualifies as intriguing for receiver-needy teams, New England never made an offer to the Seahawks to trade for the 27-year-old per a league source. So I told you,
they didn't even want him.
I saw this earlier today. They didn't even make an offer, according to Phil Perry. He goes on to detail
how...
Did
they see him last year against them? Didn't they see that game? I know we went back and forth on
staff.
That.
Different
yeah, I guess
staff,
not. Dude. Watch the tape. Just the tape of DK Metcalf against the Pats last year. You might want him.
So, yeah, let's see. He goes on to say again, it's Godwin or bust. Godwin, according to the reception perception. I'm not familiar with that.
I don't know what
website that
is, but I really like the sound of it.
Tracks receiver success on all route types against coverages. Godwin ranked in the 81st percentile, blah, 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 blah.
Reception
blah.
Perception?
Reception perception.
Cool.
Pretty
I like
good
that.
Stuff.
Yeah,
there.
That's snappy.
So prior to getting hurt, he was successful against both man and zone. I've said before, him or Kupp makes sense as a slot guy in the offense for Josh McDaniels. So potentially he's the guy they can go get. If they don't get Godwin, what's the pivot at wide receiver? We mentioned Ayuk. We mentioned Olave. We mentioned George Pickens. Maybe you go to Cooper Kupp if he ever gets released by the Rams. Maybe it pushes the Patriots to send a seventh-round pick for Cooper Kupp as opposed to signing him. That's what happened with Christian Kirk going from the Jaguars to the Houston Texans.
Yeah, so I guess that's who it would be for me. If it's not Godwin, it would be Kupp. I also don't think it's crazy to sign both of them. I really don't. I mean, look at what they did back in 06, even when they had Tom Brady as quarterback. They had nothing at receiver. They went out there the next year, got Welker, Moss, and Stallworth, and they were like, one guy wasn't going to be enough. They wanted to really upgrade the position. It's probably the worst position group on the team still. Mm-hmm. I know offensive line was a mess, but the offensive line has at least one guy that you're like, he's a real starter. I don't know if they have that at receiver. And breaking news.
What's that?
Chris Godwin back to the Bucs.
Ay, chihuahua.
$66 million, chance to make 24, deal by done, 44 guaranteed at signing.
Deal done by Tory Dandy, that's his agent. That's got to be the agent.
Okay, so Ian Rappaport, though, $66 million, 44 guaranteed, three-year deal. So Godwin, just as we're talking about it, back with the Bucs.
And $22 million. Okay, so hang on, but we had heard Giardi said he's going to make $25 million on the market. He didn't get that. He's staying in Tampa.
They should have offered him $25
million. So no Davante Adams, no DK Metcalf. Phil Perry says it's Chris Godwin or bust at wide receiver. Turns out it's bust. He's back to Tampa. 3 years, $66 million. I have more bad news, Keith. Don't you dare blame the Wolfpack.
Come on, Wolf, do something.
I have more bad news.
Do something.
More bad news.
Offensive, I don't want to hear it.
Offensive linemen that they were linked to. They were linked to Dan Moore in Pittsburgh. They were linked to Cam Robinson of the Minnesota Vikings, who was coached at one point in time by the new offensive line coach here when he was in Jacksonville, Doug Marrone. Offensive tackle Jalen Moore, formerly of the 49ers, has signed with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Not great, Bob.
Two years, $30 million, $21 million guaranteed. That's according to Adam Schefter, NFL Insider.
They're not going to have 53 guys.
No, I'm just kidding. So that's an offensive line target off the board and Chris Godwin off the board. You guys can weigh in all day long. 617-779-7937. Godwin back to the Bucs on what seems like a very reasonable deal. Does that tell you he was just never going to leave Tampa Bay and the Patriots had no real shot?
Well, that would be the spin for the Patriots.
Well, no, but I don't
like a positive spin for the Patriots.
But here's how I'm not letting them off the hook. Did they get hung up on a guy who was never going to leave? Like, in other words, like, did they waste their time on a guy who was never going to leave Tampa Bay?
Didn't read the room?
Yeah. And now, because they were so gung-ho about maybe getting Godwin, they missed out on Metcalf and Devontae. They were focused on the wrong place, in other words. Or do you just think they knew Godwin was going back the whole time? Interest Kings, they're the new Red Sox, blah, blah, blah.
There could be some of that. The Interest Kings, they were in it. They sound like, oh, well, we're going to be aggressive on him because for the last month, like, you and I have been talking about all these names, and did we really think Ronnie Stanley was really going to leave? You did more than
I didn't think Godwin was going to leave. I thought Stanley would.
So we were flipped on that, right? Like, I thought maybe Godwin could.
And I didn't think Higgins would.
Right. So, like, these guys are kind of staying put. They're all on better teams. They're all on better teams. And for Godwin, he's in Florida. He's got a really good quarterback. And that's a team that is a playoff team. So he's like, why am I going to leave? Like, so, if the money was acceptable to him, I wonder how much more the Patriots would have had to go, or did they go? I guess we don't know the answer to that. But because, like, you would probably need to, not this is like a true hometown discount, but how much more of the quote-unquote suck tax would the Pats have to offer a guy like Godwin who's never left Tampa Bay?
Well, Chad Graff.
Kraft.
He had the tweet earlier today, RIP Twitter. He had the tweet earlier today where he said he listed off all the different things that was holding the Patriots back from free agency and signing free agents. Patriots, they're not going to get any free agents. Nobody wants to sign here because
doesn't seem like it.
They don't want to play in cold weather. They don't want to play an hour outside of Boston. The NFLPA survey was bad on top of it. It's a rebuilding team. There was another item on there.
NFLPA.
Right. And he said at one point, now, there is a way around it. The Patriots can just throw a buttload of money at these players.
Yeah.
But Godwin never got to market. Ronnie Stanley never got to market. Those are two names you heard they had high on their list. Either the Patriots knew they weren't going to get to market and they were playing the interest game just to create buzz and try to show they were in on somebody, or they were chasing their tails, hung up on players that were never going to get to market, and they wasted their time.
Yeah.
Because they were focused on the wrong guys, the guys that they were never going to get.
Well, this is also
either
why...
one's bad.
No, it is. But this is also why DK Metcalf and Deebo Samuel should have both been more of a priority, because you take the decision out of their hands. Because right now, Patriots versus Team X, you're going to be hard-pressed to win that.
Yep.
Like, oh, we've had back-to-back four-win seasons. We're going to have three coaches in 3 years. You know, we like the quarterback, but it's a young quarterback in the same division as the Bills. All this stuff working up against you. The taxes in Massachusetts, all the stuff that you want to kind of throw on there. But DK Metcalf and Deebo Samuel, if you trade for them, then you get them. And then at that point, you have to convince them. And whether you throw them more money or you just convince them, what was the whole thing? Compensation and opportunity.
Yep.
Hey, you're the number one receiver, and here's the compensation. If DK Metcalf's playing for the Steelers, he probably would have played for the Patriots too.
That's
so
what
you
I think, yeah.
You couldn't say, hey, we don't need to call the Niners or the Seahawks because we're going to be aggressive for Chris Godwin. Well, what if he doesn't really want to leave, and what if the Bucs give him a fair offer?
Are we going to do this? Text line 617-779-7937. Godwin just benefits from playing with Mike Evans.
Good Lord.
Okay, so now Godwin sucks.
So you don't want Godwin. So you don't want DK Metcalf.
DK Metcalf sucks. Devontae Adams sucks.
Who do you want?
T. Higgins isn't a number one, which I've been guilty of saying. And Godwin just benefits from Mike Evans. So who's your guy?
Chris Godwin would be so far and away the best receiver on this team. It's not even funny. Like
he would be.
It's not competitive. He would be excellent here.
Okay. Here's where we're at. In free agency, Chris Godwin, if you're just tuning in. 3 years, $66 million, according to Rap Sheet. He's back with the Bucks. Jalen Moore, who you might not be familiar with, he's a backup tackle in San Francisco.
Sorry, I don't go that deep.
He's getting $30 million from the Chiefs to play offensive line in Kansas City. Hassan Reddick has also signed a one-year deal with Tampa. We're just into legal tampering. It began about 15 minutes ago. I think those are all the moves that I've seen to this point.
Yeah, the Bucks are busy.
Florio's top 100 of free agents. Higgins gone. Darnold available.
Great.
Trey Smith gone. Josh Sweat available.
Yeah, but
one or two legs.
Right.
Chris Godwin.
Which version of Sweat are we getting?
Chris Godwin, number 5 on the list, gone.
Yeah.
Ronnie Stanley, number 6 on the list, gone. DJ Reed, Javon Holland, 7 and 8 still available. Nick Bolton, Osa Odighizuwa gone. If you want to go to 11 and 12, Justin Reed available. Khalil Mack gone.
So the other thing, and beggars can't be choosers. The Patriots have a million needs.
Yep.
So their first the first signing they had was Harold Landry, who we both like, and that's fine.
I like him. Where did Landry fit in on this list? Keep going. Sorry.
Top 25, I would imagine. Yeah, who knows? Keep scrolling. But some of those other names, like if they start to beef up the defense and the defense needed the help, this goes back to, all right, your second year quarterback, how have you helped him? Nothing on the offensive line, nothing at wide receiver, not even a running back or a tight end. Now you're putting it all on the draft. Last year, Elliott Wolf drafted all offensive players, I mean, including Drake May.
Yep.
And then this year, you're almost going to be forced into that same thing again. So, like, I'll take the defensive guys. They need to make that side of the ball a lot better, obviously. But, man, it's going to be tough to get excited about the offseason if they're not bringing in anybody on offense.
Okay.
Got no food. Got no jobs. Our pets' heads are falling off.
Okay, so on Florio's list, if we want to skip down, the top tackle is Cam Robinson at 17. The top wide receiver, you said the name earlier, Keith, but it's not great. The top wide receiver is Amari Cooper. And where did he go? I just had him up. But Amari Cooper will be next on that list.
Yeah.
So we're talking about a guy who was a tackle who's been passed around the league in Cam Robinson.
He's the Chukwuma Okorafor of 2025.
Amari Cooper is 37 on the list. He would be next up. Milton Williams, also shockingly low on that list. He's 30th. I've seen him top 10-ish on a lot of other
lists. Wow, that's real low.
So that's where, again, Florio has him. That's just the list I'm choosing to use.
I'll take him.
But you can seek out whichever one you want. 617-779-7937. All your thoughts on the Patriots, their start to legal tampering in NFL free agency. Bob's in Londonderry. Hello, Bob.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
I Hey, I was just curious. I'm not really the expert by any stretch, but what happens if ultimately, like we've seen the last several years, and I know you guys keep saying if you pay enough, people will come here. That really hasn't been the case. And given all the problems the Patriots have, I know they've made some improvements, coaching, so-called. What are they going to do if they really don't get anybody that's of any significance? What's going to happen now?
Well, they're going to suck again, Bob. And I would just say, and thanks for the phone call, I would just say I don't know if we know how many times they really have paid the most. Just, this is the same thing. We're not gonna. Do you really think the Red Sox paid the most on all those guys that they missed, or are they just so close? Hey, they Juan Soto, just so close. Seth Lugo, so close. Jose Abreu. So the Patriots, the one thing that came out last year after like all kinds of like pulling teeth on it was Brandon Ayuk. They apparently did have a really big offer on the table for Brandon Ayuk, and he didn't choose it. But all these other ones, like they didn't have the highest offer for Calvin Ridley, and they didn't get him. And so if you want to say they have to pay even a little bit more because of the state tax and all that stuff, all right, fine. That's what they're going to have to do. Have they ever done that? How many times over the last 3 years did a player sit there and after taxes and all this other nonsense, did they say the Patriots offer was higher than the one that they took?
Yeah, not often.
I don't think so.
And, you know, when it comes to the Patriots and free agency, it doesn't mean they're going to be terrible next year just because they don't land a bunch of players. We brought up the Commanders earlier. The Commanders are mostly dumpster diving for Austin Ekeler and Zach Ertz, and I probably mock those moves when they happen. You made the point they already have McLaurin, which is more than the Patriots have. But, you know, Bobby Wagner and these kind of savvy moves from the Commanders, you can still make it work with mid and low tier free agents. The Patriots did it in 2001, for God's sake. So you can do that, but this is not exactly what we were sold and exactly what we were expecting. We were expecting for them to be aggressive. And maybe they will be. They still have time before free agency officially begins at 4 o'clock on Wednesday. But so far, outside of Harold Landry, I would say decidedly not aggressive, or at least not successful in terms of landing anybody. Barry's in New Bedford. Hello, Barry.
Hey, guys. You know, I knew they were getting Stanley. And when he signed on Saturday, I just started laughing. Because I knew the way this is going to play out. Then you read the Landry contract; they busted his balls on that. They were cheap on that. And then, you know, Godwin,
I'm sorry, Barry, just real quick. When you say they busted his balls on that, he just came in lower than you expected, or is there actual reporting that?
I think the money's. From what I understand, the money's not what you think it is.
No, it's lower than I thought he was going to get for sure. But I didn't read anything that they were haggling and having hard negotiations.
I think the toughest thing with them right now is it's not the coach or the quarterback. It's you haven't won in 5 years. You have a history of being kind of cheap, and then your facilities are probably the worst in the league. You know, the 1970s Gold's Gym, the prop planes with the ashtrays. It's kind of hard to sell that to people. You know.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens next, but they're going to have to build the middle class of their roster up first.
Okay. Well, look, there's going to be opportunity to do that, and I agree. They have a ton of needs. Keith, you said this earlier. Ton of needs. Up and down the roster. All over the place. And so, yeah, they can sign a lot of guys. And they don't have to do it today. They don't have to do it right this second. But I think people would be a lot less panicky. And they'd be a lot happier if you did. That doesn't have to be at the top of their list. But I think that's where the fan base is at. They were excited for this moment, and so far, Patriots aren't doing much. Although, in fairness, what is it, like 3-4 moves around the league right now?
Yeah, and then I'm trying to track this down, but it sounds like Ian Rappaport, and I know Twitter's down, much to the chagrin of Adam Jones. But,
I mean, who could use it on a day like
but,
that?
But I think Rapp also said that Godwin turned down more money.
I saw this. Well, I saw he turned down.
From a team. Didn't say which team.
I saw on the text line a mystery team.
So, could be the Patriots.
Could be.
Maybe not. Maybe not. But yeah, that's the thing. That's a guy who's played for one team, wanted to be there. They even had the thing. Remember, they moved the date around for the deadline and stuff. So they clearly wanted to get a deal done.
Look, he was a done deal back to the Bucks. He wasn't. The Patriots wasted their time on Godwin just like they wasted their time on Ronnie Stanley. And I was guilty of Stanley. I thought there was a chance Stanley was going to leave, and he didn't. So the Patriots, at best, wasted their time thinking they were going to land real free agents. At worst, if you don't want to be charitable and give them the benefit of the doubt, they drummed up interest on players they knew they weren't going to get just to satiate a rabid fan base. But that would be very short-sighted on their end because that's going to come back around. 617-779-7937. We'll keep our eyes on all of this. We'll get you more details right after trending.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But Billy Laney.
Good for you, Ian. Twitter's working for the beautiful people, apparently. Not for us heathens over here. We're just scratching and clawing for any free agency scraps. I'm on the NFL live tracker, free agency live tracker on ESPN. Chris Godwin, by the way, if you're just tuning in, back to the Bucks, 3 years, $66 million. That was the Patriots were all in on Chris Godwin.
All
that
their
was their
chips.
Guy.
Yeah, they didn't get him. No, he stayed put. Didn't change teams.
As Phil Perry put it, it was Chris Godwin or bust.
Bust.
And it turns out that's going to be a little bit of a bust.
Like Mike Vrabel at that card table over the weekend that people kept posting that picture. That's what it looks like right now.
So that would be the big move so far in free agency. Godwin back to the Bucks. You just heard Rap Sheet talking about it. Apparently he turned down more money from other teams. Perhaps the New England Patriots.
It was funny. So Jones is having a meltdown all day about Twitter, and we have NFL Network on in here, and they posted before they went to show you the breaking news on Godwin, they pulled the tweet out, and it was a tweet of Rappaport. I'm like, how is that even a thing?
So
how could he do that?
Our boss, Ken Laird, texted me. This is before the Godwin signing, but he texted me a similar thing. He's like, it was the Hassan Reddick signing.
Yeah, he posted it. It's like, according to Rappaport on Twitter, and you're like, no one's on Twitter.
They
right
have
now.
Screen grabs.
Here's my tweet. I was somehow able to tweet.
They have screen grabs on the NFL Network of Rap Sheet's tweets that nobody can see.
Do you think this
but
is the
Ken
next
asked,
thing?
Ken asked, he's like, how is he even tweeting them? What were you going to ask?
What if it's one of these things where eventually Twitter's going to be
inside job? It's an inside job.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Because now you know how anybody can have a blue check mark.
Yep.
You just have to spend however much money it is. Do you think at some point it's only going to be subscription?
It's a good
and
question.
And then will you go to Blue Sky?
It's a good question. I said earlier today over my dead body I go to Blue Sky, but I'm already starting to rethink that stance.
Thinking about, yeah, maybe
based on
it.
This experience.
Do like a soft download.
So Godwin.
Just so they have it ready.
Godwin. Back to the Bucks, 3 years, $66 million.
Yeah, that sucks. So now if you ask me, it's Cooper Kupp. Now he's not even a free agent yet.
Uh-huh.
But it'd be Cooper Kupp would be my number one priority for receivers.
Okay.
You got one? The free agent list is poor.
Kupp is on my list. Would you trade a pick now for Kupp?
Yes.
Me too.
I'd trade the pick I got for Devon Godshaw.
I also like Pickens.
I like
Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, I don't
know. But how many of these guys are going
anywhere? I was
going
to say, is Olave actually going to move? Is Wilson actually going to move? Pickens feels like he's in play to me.
The Cortland Sutton's rumored every single year. But
Cortland Sutton also wants a new contract. All these guys are going to want new contracts.
Yeah, fine.
No.
I mean, fine for me.
Fine for me and you.
yeah, but the
Patriots did not, according to Phil Perry, the Patriots did not make an offer on DK Metcalf. Again, here's what he had to say about Metcalf. He said, New England never made an offer to the Seahawks to trade for the 27-year-old, according to a league source. So that's where you're at. Other moves that have happened, by the way, according to the ESPN NFL free agency tracker. B.J. Hill.
Still a good way to get your news.
No, it is.
It's fine.
It feels honestly pretty up to date.
It's nice.
B.J. Hill, 3 years, $33 million back to the Bengals. So they're signing him.
Okay.
But not Trey Hendrickson and maybe not T. Higgins.
It's not
we'll
a
see.
Great franchise overall.
Jair Alexander, apparently the Packers are waiting to see on whether they're going to move him. Let's see. Old friend Braxton Berrios goes to the Texans on a $2 million deal.
Casario.
Here's one that's kind of relevant. Actually, two that are relevant. Drew Dahlman, the center, who I wasn't familiar with his work, but he has signed a free agent deal with the Chicago Bears. So the Bears continue to add to their offensive line. Ben Johnson, who you could have had.
They had three offensive linemen
as
in
your
like
head coach,
day or in a week.
Yeah, continues to add offensive linemen. It was Jonah Jackson from the Rams that I don't think that was a very popular move. This signing, $42 million, and Joe Tooney for a fourth round pick.
You know so what he's doing.
The Bears beefing up their offensive line. Patriots doing nothing. Another offensive line target of the Patriots. Because you're not going to get Ronnie Stanley. He's staying in Baltimore. Maybe you'll get Cam Robinson.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll get Dan Moore, the tackles from the Vikings and the Steelers, respectively. But I had seen some steam around Jalen Moore, who was an offensive lineman with the 49ers. He has now signed as the new blindside protector, quote-unquote, for Patrick Mahomes. 2 years, $30 million, nice. $21 million guaranteed.
You mentioned Khalil Mack staying with the Chargers.
Oh, yes.
$18 million for 1 year, which seems pretty high for Khalil Mack.
Does.
He was a great player, but I don't think he is anymore.
That was, if memory serves, from the Herald's report, Callahan and Kide a week plus ago with all the free agency buzz, that's a player they weren't going to be in on. So they were expected to be in on Stanley and Godwin.
I don't think
Godwin.
They're in on any of these guys by the looks of it.
Stanley Godwin, gone. They were also going to be in on Chevarius Ward.
He's still out there.
And Milton Williams.
All right.
So that's your offseason?
Javon Kinlaw to the Commanders. 3 year, $45 million deal, $30 million guaranteed. The D tackle.
Feels like a lot of money for Javon Kinlaw.
It's okay. Free agency. You got to spend a lot of money.
Bye,
somebody
man,
alert
yeah.
the Patriots.
I mean, you know what, Keith? Not to be Robert Kraft over here. You're right.
That's too much.
Time to open up the wallet.
If you want somebody, you're going to have to spend.
Okay. Milt the Stilt Williams.
Yeah.
Please. And who else did we just say? Javarius Ward. Those feel like their top targets.
But it's like
on the board.
All defensive guys. Who's the best offensive player right now to get
on Florio's list?
No. Well, sure. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's Sam Darnold who they don't
Sam
want.
Sam Darnold, awesome.
Cam Robinson, 17.
Okay.
Then Mekhi Becton, who I thought I saw was meeting with somebody. I thought that was a nugget that I saw earlier today.
He could be Hoss of the Week.
Mekhi Becton, it just says is set to test free agency,
right.
So nowhere specific yet. But there's a couple of linemen for you. Will Freeze, the guard from the Colts.
Okay.
Mr. Freeze.
Allow me to introduce myself. The name is Freeze. Remember that. It'll be the sound of your cold chilling death.
I mean, that's like, then you get to
it's
Amari
a good
Cooper.
Impression.
Amari Cooper.
That's not a bad impression.
Good impression for a bad movie.
Yeah, thank you.
Amari Cooper at 37, and then your guy, Najee Harris, at 38.
Dude, get Najee Harris.
I'm going to tell you right now.
You want to go back to the Super Bowl anytime soon. You get Najee Harris.
The text line hated you suggesting
Najee Harris. He's 1,000 yards rolling out of bed every year, 1,000 yards. You don't want 1,000 yard back? Don't take one.
617-779-7937. Let's go to some phone calls here. Oh, we're missing an obvious name, by the way, on our wide receiver trade target.
Who's that?
A.J. Brown. Not to get Eagles fans mad
not
at us again.
Not to stir them up.
Yeah.
A.J. Brown.
We'll talk to Curran tomorrow. See if he's still shooting that idea down.
The way this free agency has gone, they're going to offer him the fourth pick straight up for A.J. Brown.
They should.
Even
the Eagles beat writers who were like, it'll never happen. We're like, well, they'd have to talk about that.
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
Joe's in the car. Hello, Joe.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
You know, it's clear to me, no matter how much the Patriots are willing to pay a player, they are not coming here. Can you guys give me three good reasons why the Patriots should come here? Because from what I heard,
the facilities stink.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. The facilities stink. The traveling arrangements stink. The team overall, there was some kind of survey, which you guys know what I'm talking about. Their grade was like a D minus.
Yeah,
but Joe, real quick,
you know how you can fix
Joe.
This?
real quick. If the Patriots offered $25 million and another team offered $20 million for one season, would the player not come here because they have bad lunches, or would they take the extra $5 million?
Come on, Keith. Let's not get that stupid. I mean, of course, it's not about the lunches. What I'm saying is,
no money.
There's no attraction here, though.
Okay, it's money, Joe.
No, I get that, but this is why Mike Vrabel said it at his press conference: compensation and opportunity.
That speaks
to most professional athletes. So the compensation has to be on the high side. It has to be, because what you're saying is true. Everything else is not helpful. There's not a lot of great things to recruit players to come here. But if you pay them more money and you tell them, hey, you're the number one receiver, or you're the best, you know, D tackle or whatever. Like,
I have a question.
Playing time and money.
Are the Bears good?
Not right now.
Bears have cold weather.
Yeah.
Bears stunk.
Yeah.
Bad facilities.
Right.
How are they signing Drew Dahlman and trading for Joe Tooney and how are they doing that?
Probably they're paying them.
Money and opportunity.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the Patriots are rebuilding, and yeah, they did lousy in the NFLPA survey, and they have bad facilities, and it's cold weather, and it's an hour outside of Boston, and blah, blah, blah. All those things are true. If you throw money at players and you give them an opportunity to play and play a lot, and in the case of some of these wide receivers, get a lot of targets and be the number one for Drake May, you should be able to get them. So who you want to blame for that, we can talk about.
Well, that's what Twitch chat is saying. They're like, Keith, Kraft's not going to spend money on it. Then that's it then. But don't tell me nobody will come here.
Okay.
You need to pay them. It's nobody's number one choice. Don't get me wrong. They're not going to free agency and being like, man, if everything goes well, I hope I get to go live in Foxborough, Massachusetts. No, none of those guys are saying that. But if you offer them the most money, and we all would agree that it's up to Robert Kraft to write those checks, I'm sure Vrabel and Wolf would like to offer more money to certain guys, and they're not allowed to.
Well, and maybe Vrabel just can't get his ear. I was told Vrabel was going to, you know, have influence and pull and sway, and apparently he has none of that.
Perhaps.
And look, maybe the Patriots did offer more to Chris Godwin. Maybe. I think they got used, if that's the case. I think the Patriots got used on Ronnie Stanley and Chris Godwin. I think they were the team that the agent had to go out and bring offers back to the Ravens and bring offers back to the Bucks and say, okay, if my guy gets to free agency, here's what he's going to get. And so the Ravens had to move off their number and increase it a little bit to Ronnie Stanley, and the Bucks had to do the same with Chris Godwin. So at best, if you're being charitable, the Patriots wasted their time on guys who were never going to get to market. And at worst, they were just, you know, playing up their interest in players that they knew they were never going to land, because they never want to spend
money.
And
this is why I said at the time I wasn't going to completely lose my mind about Deebo Samuel going for a fifth-round pick. But I was like, let's just see where the rest of this goes. And if the rest of it goes where you get nobody and you could have offered a fifth-round pick for Deebo Samuel, then that's going to look really bad.
Yeah, and the Commanders were rewarded for being bold and getting out in front of the market. And meanwhile, the Patriots are sitting here chasing their tails. Kenny is in Bellingham. Go ahead, Kenny.
Hey, guys, first of all, love you two together. Been listening to you two since you were at Knights on the other station, and just was so excited when you guys were paired back together. So keep up the great work.
Thank you, Kenny. Take all the time you need.
Wanted to talk to you about Steph Diggs. I know it's been a couple years since he's been at his prime, but I feel like, you know, the money might not be too crazy on him. I feel like he's probably still got a couple of good years left in him, and maybe you could sell him on, like, sticking it to Buffalo. So just wanted to get your guys' thoughts on Steph Diggs.
All right, Keith, I have been to this point a no on Steph Diggs.
Yeah, same. However,
are we being too picky and choosy?
Yeah.
Maybe.
He's still the best guy you'd have on this team.
Yeah.
I don't think it's all that close.
Do I think
would he play this year?
I don't know. He got hurt when? Like weeks?
It was middle of the season.
Six, seven, eight? So I don't know. Let's say that he's back, though, for the start of the year. And maybe he's not 100%, you know, fully himself week one, but he's out there. Yeah, maybe we're being too picky and choosy. And that's not my fault. I wanted way better wide receivers, but now they're all gone, just about.
Well, as the text line would point out, the rich rules would suggest I should be really in on Steph Diggs, because a few years ago he was
true.
Awesome.
No,
so
that is,
I should really like him.
That is your kind of guy.
No, he was low on my list, but the problem is the top of the list is all getting picked off, right? Guys are staying. So, yeah, I would take Steph Diggs at this point. He played in 8 games last year.
He was good.
He got hurt the last week of October.
It would have been a 1,000-yard season for him.
Yeah, he was. I thought he was washed when he went to Houston. He still had something left in the tank. So maybe we're being too picky and choosy. Maybe.
Yeah, that's not bad. Also, latest signing, Elijah Mitchell, the running back, goes to the Chiefs, according to Tom Pelissero.
Not Elijah Moore, who we had suggested earlier
Elijah
today.
Mitchell.
I'm sorry, Elijah Mitchell.
Back, yeah.
617.
49ers running back, like the seventh on the depth chart, that one?
Yeah. Yeah, well, they just blow through running backs. They just, you know, they all get hurt, and then the next guy comes up, and then he was on that list at one point in time. So he's a Chief. 617-779-7937. More of your phone calls. We'll keep our eyes on free agency. Will the Patriots do anything?
Is this right?
Oh?
Is this right, Terp? Terp just sent me one.
Hang on.
Breaking news on WEEI.
Come on, baby!
MGM Network. For all your betting needs, check out the newly rebranded BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app or locally on WEEI AM 850.
According to Ian Rapoport, the Patriots are signing standout linebacker Robert Spillane, the former Raider.
Standout linebacker?
He was in Tennessee in 2018, Pittsburgh for 4 years, then in the last 2 years he was with the Raiders.
Okay, so he's a Vrabel guy.
Hit a lot of tackles the last couple of years.
Piles of
tackles.
148 and 158 the last 2 years of the Raiders.
Yeah.
Okay. You had the money there? What was it again?
No, Rapport just said sources, Patriots signing Robert Spillane.
Okay. That's something.
It's not nothing.
That feels like, I would say, a mid-tier signing, not to poo-poo it. He comes in at number 66 on the Florio free agent list.
66?
So Raiders linebacker number 66, Robert Spillane. 140-plus tackles the last couple of years. And again,
got him.
Connections to Mike Vrabel way back to 2018.
Yeah, he didn't play a lot. He only played in two games that year. But Vrabel's first year with the Titans was his rookie year. I think he was an undrafted rookie free agent that year. Then went to Pittsburgh for 4 years. Like I said, Raiders last two.
Okay.
So the Patriots adding some defensive players.
Can't say they've done nothing. I was just as we were going to break, I was saying they're doing nothing.
Got something.
They brought in Harold Landry. They brought in Robert Spillane, the newest signing for the Patriots. You can talk about it. 617-779-7937. More from NFL free agency. Legal tampering next. Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Robert Spillane, one of two signings the Patriots have made from outside the organization.
All right. Signs of life.
Harold Landry last night, 3 years, $43 million. Robert Spillane, linebacker for the Raiders most recently, but he started his career with Mike Vrabel in Tennessee, 3 years, $37 million. So they've spent a combined $80 million, you know, not even getting into guarantees, just $80 million total so far on an edge player in Landry and an off-the-ball backer in Robert Spillane, who, as you said, Keith, had 140-something tackles and 150-something tackles the last couple of years.
Yeah, he got, you know, it's kind of funny. One of these guys, maybe like Vrabel, where early in his career was a little bit of a grinder and then found kind of the right spot and went from a guy that barely played, maybe some special team stuff, I would assume, into becoming a, you know, like a leading tackler for the team in the last couple of years. So Vrabel obviously still must like him from his time there that they had back in 2018. But it's not a position of need that gets brought up a lot, but I think it is one. They got carved up on the run last year. And I know Juwan Bentley was hurt, so he was not a part of most of it. But Jelani Tavai became sort of public enemy number one by the end of the year because he was calling out fans and telling them not to boo and everything else and, like, know their role.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking for some replacements there, and if you're looking to get into, a more physical, hard-hitting defense, all right, this could help.
Well, if you take away the big runs, Keefe, they weren't that bad.
Yeah, so you take away all the 50-yard runs, they actually were average.
But what I find interesting about this, they supposedly really wanted Sherwood, the linebacker from the Jets, right? That was a player that they quote-unquote coveted, according to the Herald, when they had their roundup a couple of weeks ago from Callahan and Kide coming out of the combine. So he feels like a pivot off of that. But, okay, they're adding to their front seven. That is a need. It's not shiny and sexy, but
No. Those aren't, you know, offense.
Those aren't needs for this team. And that doesn't make them bad signings, right? Spillane and Landry could be good signings, but they are not headliners, is how I would put that. But maybe they help the defense and they help the middle of the roster. I'm not going to deny that.
No, but hopefully this is like, and I'm not saying that it will be, but hopefully this is like Chapman and Bueller before you get Crochet and Bregman.
Good point.
Because if you just take the order out.
If it is, we'll give them credit.
Yeah, but right now I don't feel great about that. I'm just saying there's a chance.
Mike Silver, the Athletic, is linking both the Patriots and the Jets to Carlton Davis, the cornerback, who's a top 20 free agent on Florio's list. So that's a little more information there. Meantime, let's knock out some phone calls. Tom Curran just wrote his latest for NBC Sports Boston. We can set that up at the top of the hour. We'll talk to Curran tomorrow on a Tommy Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Zach's in Maine. Hello, Zach.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great.
I know you guys were saying before the break that, you know, they haven't done nothing, but I mean, seeing DK go for a second, and I know he didn't want to play here, but where you've got so much money in the cap, why not give the Seahawks a second and then just overpay the guy? I mean, I get that, again, he doesn't want to play here, but I mean, if you throw an extra $20 million at him.
I don't believe he didn't want to play here. And so I don't believe Godwin didn't want to play here either. Like, Godwin got supposedly $20 million more from another team is what Rap Sheet said. He left $20 million on the table. I don't think Godwin wanted to leave Tampa. And I think the Patriots might have gotten used in this, and maybe they wasted their time and chased their tails. But I don't buy that DK Metcalf didn't want
to
come here.
No, that's why Metcalf
he went to Pittsburgh
and Debo both were trades. It was also out of their hands. Yeah. So they might not want to at first, but then if you – yeah, him going to Pittsburgh kind of throws everything out, whereas like Debo at least is going to a team that was just in the playoffs and all that stuff. But DK immediately signs a new deal with Pittsburgh, doesn't even have a quarterback, and they play in the cold. That doesn't really add up.
No, and if you were – Phil Perry said they didn't even make an offer. So they weren't
They were out, yeah.
They weren't in on him.
Yeah.
The question is why? Probably the money or the combination of money and a draft pick attachment. They didn't want to pay both. Text line, Keith, always very reliable. 617-779-7937. Guys, I don't know if a player is good or not, but I Googled Spillane. His Madden rating, 82.
Oh, so Woody Johnson's kid maybe wanted him for the Jets.
That's not bad.
That's how they did their whole scouting.
That's not bad. 82. I'll 82? Take an 82.
It's not great. It's not bad.
They don't have a lot of 82s on this team.
Probably not, no. Although, it might surprise you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might surprise you.
That would make him the third highest rated Patriot.
Wow.
No way.
How about that? Christian Gonzalez, Jabril Peppers, and that's it. He'd be one above Hunter Henry.
Okay.
Good signing. When you put it that way.
Jeez.
Also, this one from a random Broncos fan on the text line.
All right, what do you have?
Says Spillane is a good player. As a Broncos fan, he's a good player.
Oh, good player?
How about that?
Pats need a lot of good players. Like, I'm not going to poo-poo this. They need good players.
I'm sure he's a good player, but sure. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. He's a good player.
Yeah.
They need more than just a couple of good players.
Can he block or catch passes?
No one knows.
How many touchdowns does
he can fall on top of a pile like you read about.
Good. They need that.
That guy can fall on top of a pile for 150 tackles.
Man.
Catch passes and block? No.
No.
Tom Curran has his latest up on NBC Sports Boston about why the Patriots are not super active in free agency. We'll get to that with all the latest here coming up next.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.